Hi, this is Brian French, and welcome to the Marketing Freak Show. If you're new to our radio show, you're welcome to visit other episodes and other learning sessions at podomatic.com. You can also scroll through other marketing tips by thumbing through the other files embedded in the Podomatic media player. Today's topic is how to be your own marketing guru. First of all, I have a little confession. I've never really been comfortable with gurus because they often acted like they had all the answers. They didn't know me, my products. And what I've learned is that the more I learn about people, business, and marketing is that I want to be a good student. So the learning never ends, and the goal is to simply to become a better and better student. And the trick is that you're your own teacher. So if you'll allow me, we're going to retitle this program, How to Be Your Own Really Good Marketing Teacher and Student. And we have 10 ways to achieve that. Let's get started. Number one, when it comes to marketing and having a noteworthy personality, you need to own your business. We only get one shot at life, and it's critical that you take ownership of what you're doing. So make it yours. And what do we mean by make it yours? Make your failures yours. Make your successes yours proudly. You can look through history and find so many examples of what people call genius, and their life was full of disappointment. So you could look at the life of Albert Einstein, you know, noted genius. In his earlier life, actually when he was creating the theory of general relativity, he was actually looking for a job, and he could not get a job as a high school science teacher. So he took a job in a patent office. But part of the thing that makes people great is the challenges that they face and how they deal with them. So own your life, own your successes, but more importantly, learn from your failures. The other thing about owning your life is that there's really no excuses that are relevant. Complaining about your life is basically treason, and it's just ridiculous. So it doesn't hold water, so you have to own your life and stop renting your life and start being the genuine you and give up being the actor you. Point number two, find your truth. And this is really important because everybody needs to find their path. And to find your path, you cannot follow others. So don't follow me. Don't follow any other quoted experts. You need to find your personal path. And you need to be the leader in your life. The minute you start following others is that you start giving up the responsibility to others. The other thing about finding your truth is you need to do things that you believe in 100%. Everything is easier when you're 100% authentic. When I wrote this outline of this presentation, you may be surprised it only took me maybe about 40 minutes because I really got into what I felt were the core truths of what I wanted to explain to other people. And so it's incredibly easy when you want to communicate, when you get to the strongest and most important truthful aspects of what you have to offer people. You know, your greatest growth, your greatest satisfaction, and your greatest passions about your business reside in that truthfulness. So stay there. Don't ever leave that for some petty gain or a few bucks. Point number three. Improve your product. Now, when I say this in front of a lot of groups, they look at me a little funny and they say, well, you know, I'm a realtor. I can't improve my product. Most certainly you can. The goal for improving your product and improving you is to improve it tenfold. So marginal improvements in what you do and how you do it, don't cut it in this world. You're not going to get attention, and you're not going to have the kind of success that you're most likely after. Okay, so you need a radical improvement in how you help people. So you want to improve your product tenfold. So let's say if you're a realtor. If you're a realtor, you need to find new and creative ways that you can add a considerable amount of value that no one else is. And let's just brainstorm a little bit and share some ideas. So I live in a community that's a very nice community called Fishhawk, and has probably 20 miles of walking trails and winding trails through the woods, and it's really beautiful. So if I wanted to be a realtor in Fishhawk, I would certainly brand myself as somebody who was a great lover of Fishhawk, and I would give tours, video tours of Fishhawk, and place those videos on my website. But I wouldn't stop there. I would find multiple ways to highlight the benefits of the Fishhawk community that other people would never consider. Now, how many other realtors would actually want to do that? Very few, because all they want to do is earn a commission. Okay, they don't want to help people in a new and creative way. So when you start tapping into the creativity of what you can deliver to people, it's really enormous. And so why stop with just providing a modest benefit? Go for the big kahuna and find ways that you can create huge benefits, which will make you stand apart from all the competition. Tip number four, make your case. Make your case in simple and powerful messages. Analogies are very important. Becoming a storyteller is very important. So the best people who close sales and do business and get their message out are people that are great storytellers. And you need to create an irresistible offer using your product that is, again, 10 times better than, let's say, your competition is. So create, you have this great product and a great message combined that's clear and concise and that people find irresistible. And what is an irresistible offer? An irresistible offer is when people hear it, there is such a compulsion to accept it that it's hard to deny. So an irresistible offer is something where there's more risk not accepting the offer than accepting it. So let's say if I gave you a product and I gave 105% money back guarantee, that would kind of be an irresistible offer. But creating irresistible offers is really your job. So this should take a considerable amount of your time coming up with new ways to communicate your message that indicates that what you do is very, very helpful to people. Point number five, find your best clients. You need to realize that your best clients are often not the people that buy from you. Your best clients may in fact be people who can refer you business on a consistent basis. So it could be somebody that you have a referral relationship with or an affiliate relationship with. And so you want to find clients that can give you a stream of business, and you want to find relationships that can provide you relationships, new relationships, years to come. So find the source of your best clients, which, you know, certainly could be through referrals, but they can often be from a leader in a client relationship. So maybe you want to do business with attorneys. So you need to develop relationships with attorneys that can send you clients for, let's say, your real estate practice. When you find your best clients, it's really important that you treat them special. So if you provide a tenfold increase for the guy walking down the street, you need to give an even sweeter opportunity for the people who can give you a flow of clients and opportunities. Point number six, grow your network tenfold. And so what a lot of people do is they live in this little world and they're hiding their message and their opportunity. You know, it's the old, hiding their light under a bushel basket. So you need to really broadcast your message and increase your network considerably. So how do you do this? Well, within your niche business, so you've identified your best clients, you need to go after them in a really focused manner. So things like specific industry mailing list, using LinkedIn and using the sorting features within LinkedIn and creating connections for people in a certain industry who can become your best clients. Networking events can be a way to grow your network relatively quickly. And the final thing is everywhere you go, you should always keep your business cards with you, and you should always have a short and concise message of how you help people. Tip number 7, to be successful in marketing and to develop trust, you need to trust others. It speeds up the process of discovery when you go directly to benefiting others. So it cuts out all the BS. And what we do, and what I suggest other people do, is give away your best ideas. Your best ideas, in most circumstances, cannot be acted on by somebody who's new to them. Okay, so they need you to implement those ideas. So if you're a person that repairs roofs, tell people exactly the best way to repair a roof. Most people don't want to repair the roof themselves. They just want to understand the process and to make sure that they're getting a good opportunity. So tell people your best ideas without reservation. The key is when you trust people, their only reaction, and that's sincere, is to trust you back. And when people trust you, they often look for ways to do business with you. So it's a short path and a faster path to earn their trust when you trust first. So, you know, giving free consultations, giving good ideas, giving helpful tips are ways that you earn trust. Tip number 8, find new platforms to tell your story and message. So this is the great thing about technology today, is that there's so many ways to communicate and get your message out. So there's things like meetup groups, there's LinkedIn discussions, so there's obviously all the social media platforms of Facebook and other platforms. You could do a radio show like we do. You can do webinars, you can do newsletters, you can get really creative, and instead of just doing a newsletter, maybe you want to do something special like a digital magazine for your business. So with the new technology and software, you can actually create and develop a magazine that's equivalent in quality to the most polished magazines out there like Vanity Fair, and you can digitize it. And in digitizing it, you can also put things within a magazine, in a digital magazine, like YouTube videos and links to your website. So you can see that's a tremendous, powerful platform to communicate ideas, create authority for yourself, and to do so without having the expense of printing a magazine. So sending a digital magazine through email is one of the most, you know, incredibly leveraged way to get out a polished message. So other things you can do is you can be a speaker at meetings and forums, and also doing YouTube videos. So there's probably 8 or 10 ideas that we've listed here, and these are all methods that you should look at to get your message out. But it has to be an irresistible offer. You have to make your case clearly and concisely, and it has to be powerful. Tip number 9, create freebies and valuable gifts. When you give somebody a gift, it actually is a transaction, but it's something called that we call a dry transaction, meaning that you did not get paid for it. But it is a transaction, so you created an offer, people accepted it. The next step with a dry transaction is to convert it into a wet transaction, and a transaction that you get paid for. So a dry transaction kind of primes the pump for doing business. And there are plenty of examples of that. So you probably have tried out a 30-day trial period of a software package to see if you like it. And so that is a dry transaction. And many times, if you like that product, you certainly buy it, right? So that is an example of a freebie or a valuable gift that you can get to create that breakthrough. A lot of times, you know, you have to show your generosity. And it gets back to, I don't know if you remember when people kind of join a new community, the old welcome wagon comes around and they give you a basket of fruit and goodies and all that, cookies and all that kind of stuff. So that's what you want to do when people join your social networks. You want to give them a generous and thoughtful gift. You want to give people gifts that they consider valuable. So giving a trite gift of, a cheap pen isn't quite enough. The good news is that in the digital world, you can create products and giveaways that are inexpensive for you that other people will value highly. So, for example, what we do in our business is that we have a lot of niche directories, and we will give a free directory listing for somebody who's new to our community and to our networks. And obviously, free reports, free information, and free consultations are part of that too. Tip number 10, create what we call different angles of attack. Basically, we're all telling the same story. And what is that story? The story is, I can help you. And so that's what you want to tell people. I can help you solve your problems. I can help you achieve your goals. I can help you take away the pain. That's all of our businesses are in the same business, which is helping other people. Different angles of attack means that there are thousands of ways of telling people how you can help them. So you might tell them a new message in a blog post, or you may send them a message through a YouTube video link. It's important to be consistent in delivering messages, but changing the style. So it's much like baseball. So a baseball pitcher doesn't throw. They could have the best arm in the world, right? They could throw 100 miles an hour. But if the fastball is always coming, then people know what to expect. And so you want to create a variety of offers and ideas that are new and creative. And that process never, ever ends. And so it's important that you make that fun. And it should be. So those are the 10 tips and methods that you can be your own best teacher and student when it comes to marketing. Now, the final step is to rinse and repeat. The success you'll achieve is only as good as the weakest link of the 10 items that we listed. So you have to be strong in all 10 items or else you will not be effective. And guess what? The second thing is that the process never ends. So if you created a tenfold benefit of your product today, in the future, you should always try to grow your benefits, and you should always constantly refine your messages and find new platforms to communicate to other people. This is Brian French with the Marketing Freak Show. If you found this discussion to be helpful, please share it with others. We do appreciate the old thumbs up or like button clicked. And also consider leaving us a message with some feedback. So thank you for listening. This is Brian French with the Marketing Freak Show. You can reach me directly at brian@floridawebsitemarketing.com. So if you want to find your marketing mojo and you want to find a marketing strategy that you can believe in, feel free to give us a call. We do offer a free consultation. And the telephone number is 813-944-3190. And this is Brian French with the Marketing Freak Show.